Many of us have been watching the series The Chosen, and I've been just so caught up in the episodes. And one seemed to really impact me greatly. It was the one where it was the 2x2. It was one of the new ones, so hopefully I'm not a spoiler alert, you know, for those of you that may not have seen it yet. But it was when Jesus was getting ready to send the disciples out 2x2 into the lands to preach the gospel. And little James approaches Jesus after he had kind of said what he needed to say and Jesus was alone. Little James came up to him and he says, "Lord," he says, I have some concerns that I'm going to be a burden on Big James because of my condition. And so Jesus says, he says, that by condition that you have not healed me from yet. And Jesus says, "Well, do you want to be healed?" And he says, "Well, yes, if it's possible." And it's almost like Jesus chuckles and says, "Well, I think you've seen enough to know that it's possible." And then he says, "Well, why haven't you?" And this is the part that really kind of struck me. He says, "Because I trust you." I thought at the time, what does he mean by that? And Jesus continues with, "I can heal you," but then you'd be just one of the hundreds that could tell the same story. He tells James to think about his story, especially in the journey he was preparing for. For James continued to know how to praise God in spite of his condition, and for him to be able to focus on so much more than the body. That he could be patient in his suffering. And that's what kind of like, okay, you know, because we've all had, you know, we're either praying for healing in our own bodies or we're praying for healing for a loved one or a friend. And sometimes it's the waiting and being patient that we have to wait for. And not everyone can understand this, and that God doesn't trust this with many. So many people need healing in order to believe in Jesus, and that doesn't apply to those that have been patient in trusting in God. For those of us that haven't been healed, could be because the Father in heaven has a plan for us. That could be a mystery. We may never have the mystery revealed to us, but we must continue to praise him. Then Jesus says, "When we find true strength because of our weaknesses and do great things in his name, in spite of our weaknesses, the impact will affect generations." So when I get into my feelings and get upset or frustrated on why I haven't been healed yet, or family members or loved ones haven't been healed yet, despite the prayers, I will always remember this encounter little James had with Jesus, and that God is in control of everything, and we need to continue to praise him through it all.